We're now in session.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Calling you on the air.
Hello, this is Serenity.
Serenity, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, I gotta tell you, man, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. I want to give you the floor. You know, I want everybody to know your story because she has an amazing story. I gotta tell you, man, it's... When you hear this, y'all are gonna just flip out, man. This is an amazing woman, man. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about your background? You know, define Serenity Songstress. You know, how'd you get your name?
I am Serenity Songstress definitely for a reason. My mother passed away back in 2013, and my brother and I, when we were cleaning out her, you know, her stuff after she passed away, we found this box full of journals, over 30 years worth of journals. You know, stuff dating back before I was even born that I didn't realize she even had. And so when I read through them, written throughout all of her journals several times was the Serenity Prayer. When she passed away, I got the key words from that prayer, which is Serenity, Courage, and Wisdom. It's actually tattooed on my right forearm. If you've seen my little me video, you may have caught a glimpse of it, but I have a pretty large tattoo of the Serenity, Courage, and Wisdom on my right arm, and that I wanted it there so that it was in a place that I would always see it and it would always remind me of her. So that is why I'm Serenity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to ask you, do you compose your own music? Because you have some amazing material.
Thank
if y'all
you.
Haven't heard it, Dreamland, pick up the album. I got to put that out there. But, yeah, I want to ask
you. It is available on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify and, you know, pretty much any other major platform you want to find it on. It should be there for you.
Now, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. To answer your question, I will say I partially compose my own music. One of the things I'm most proud of when it comes to my music is the fact that my son is actually my producer.
Oh, wow.
He's only 15. Yeah, he is the sole producer of my entire album.
Okay.
We first started making music when he was 12, so that was about 3 years ago. You can imagine what that was like for me to realize that my son just naturally knows how to make this music that fits with what I love to do. So he is the sole producer of the entire album, and then I do all the writing, of course. The other thing that's kind of special about that is you may not be able to tell by listening, but we actually did all the recording ourselves in our apartment. So it's not in some big multi-million dollar studio. This is something that we put together ourselves, which took a lot of hard work and frustration, tears sometimes. Like, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's been so worth it. And I'm so proud of that we were able to do that. So.
Oh, man. And you guys have an amazing connection. You know, when you can do that with your son, that's rare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. How do you come up with your lyrics for your songs, for your material?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, when I hear an empty track or a beat, whatever you want to call it, either I connect with it immediately or I don't. That's just the way it is for me. And when I hear it, it automatically just brings emotions and thoughts to mind, and I just start to hear things. But my son and I also have this little thing that we like to do. It's kind of a little challenge. When he makes his beat, he names them whatever he wants to name them. Like, we'll say Champagne, for instance. That's the name of one of the tracks on my album. So he just randomly names the tracks, and it's my challenge to fit the title of the track into song so that it stays the same as what he originally named it.
Oh, wow.
And there'll be a lot of times where he'll be like, there is no way you can make a song out of this. Like Little Me, for instance. He said, there's no way you can make a song out of Little Me. I said, watch me.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun. So it's kind of a combination. I kind of get ideas from the the titles that he already has in place, and then I just kind of listen to the beat and see what kind of emotions it makes me feel. I will say that all of my stuff is also written from personal experience. It may not necessarily be exactly what I'm going through at this current moment in my life, but they're all drawn from things that I've gone through in my life, so that's where my lyrics come from.
Now, getting back with your son, I heard this beat, and it was on your SoundCloud page, you know.
Okay.
It was called Trance, I think. Trance or something like. Amazing beat. And I wanted to ask you, did he actually create that? Or, you know, matter of fact, what name is your son known as? So, you know, I just want to put that.
Oh, that's a great question. His music name is Hoven Sound.
Hoven.
So that's spelled Jovensound. And he's on Instagram as well as Facebook and Twitter and a couple other platforms. But yeah, so definitely, of course, SoundCloud. You know, he's got some stuff on SoundCloud that I don't probably even know about. He's always creating. So it makes it kind of hard to keep up sometimes because he'll make me something.
Yeah.
And then I start working on it. And then he makes something else. I'm like, wait, I love this too. I need to work on this. So yeah, he's always creating. Who knows what he's got on that SoundCloud?
Oh, I mean, I heard one, and from what I heard, oh man, it's amazing. Cause I seemed like
Thank
he had a
you.
Different, like so many concepts going on at once, and it was just one beat, and I was like, wow, this is just
yeah,
rare.
He's
amazingly
he's pretty
talented.
Amazing. I don't really know how he. I ask him all the time, like, how do you just hear this stuff? He's like, I don't know. How do you just hear your lyrics? I don't know. Good point.
Oh man, now. Who
Yeah. Who
has influenced you like as far as like music wise artists, you know, who do you kind of drift over to actually like grab influence for, like say if you want to, you know, you want to get that kind of motivation to actually write? I don't know if you actually, you know, have someone in mind or like who would you
influence? I have quite a few actually. It's funny because it's kind of evolved throughout my life with the different artists and the different styles of music that have come and gone. I would say traditionally, one of my biggest inspirations for writing was Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow.
Her writing skills are just unparalleled. It's amazing. Like, it's kind of crazy, but I want to say she kind of expanded my vocabulary at certain times because she'll use these big words that I'm like, well, what does that mean? So I have to go look it up. And I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, her writing skills are just beautiful, so I've always admired her for that. But I would say more recently, definitely The Weeknd. And I'm talking old school trilogy type Weeknd, Kissland, Thursday, like the original Weeknd. I love that stuff like no other. Like I can listen to it for days and it just doesn't get old to me. So I have a special place in my heart for The Weeknd. I think that he really broke some ground for the alternative R&B. It's amazing what he was able to do as an independent artist and the following that he built up. So definitely, I can stop talking about him now, but I'll move on. I also really, really love FKA Twigs. And I know a lot of people are not. She's not as much of a mainstream, I guess, but she's amazing. Not only is she a beautiful singer, but she's also a producer. And if you've ever seen her perform live, it's insane. Like, she will just jump in right with her dancers and do the dances every bit as good as they do. And then she jumps right back on the mic and kills it like she was never just dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So her, I love, she's just got her own thing going on. And that's what I love about her. She's just unapologetically herself. And she just has this really cool, mysterious vibe that you don't know which way it's going to go. So I love her. And then my last favorite is Banks. And she was actually, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and she was supposed to come here last month, and it got canceled, and I was heartbroken because I love Banks.
Yeah.
So Banks, if you're out there somewhere, I'll see you when I get there. But same thing with her. She's got kind of this, almost like a witchy, mysterious, really chill vibe to her, and I just love the way it makes me feel when I listen to it is the best way I can explain. But yeah, so those are my favorite artists. At the current moment, I would say.
Oh, man. Well, let's talk about your album. Like, it's, by the way, I got to put it out. It's out right now. Dreamland. Go pick it up. Spotify, iTunes. What's the meaning of Dreamland? Like, what do you want people to take from that as far as, like, you know, what you're trying to put out, what you're trying to say in your music?
Dreamland. Wow, that That's a, there's a long answer for Dreamland.
Oh, we got time.
The original meaning behind Dreamland was because it was the title of the first song that my son and I ever made together. So I thought it was fitting that that would be the title of our first, you know, full work of art together. But as I've grown as an artist and as I've just gone along this journey, Dreamland is so much more than just the title of a song. It's kind of how I live and the things I believe in, the things I stand for. Like, if any of you ever see my social media, you'll know that I'm really big on following your dreams and do what you love and just all that, all the things like that. And then also, I have this thing that I guess I'll call it a lyrical dream, where I literally will dream the lyrics and the harmonies and the melodies and all that stuff for my song. It's usually like in the morning, right before I wake up. I don't know how it happens, but I will dream these songs and then I'll run downstairs to the studio and be like, oh my God, let me try to figure out how to do this real quick, because I myself am not a producer. Really, I mean, I can hear things, but I don't know how to do it anywhere near like my son does. So I'll just put it down the best way I can, and then he'll come and clean it up after me. So that's another reason. Let's see, is there anything else? Dreamland. Those are the main reasons, I'm going to say. And then, well, people that know me personally say that I'm kind of like a dreamy personality. Like, I don't know. I like rainbows and unicorns and everything magical and sparkly. So it just kind of fits my personality as well.
Yeah, you're a visualizer. That's a true artist. I must say that you are
Thank
a
you.
True artist. That's the definition of an artist, you guys. You hear this? This is
Thank
some
you
serious
very much.
Stuff. So your video. I mean, that's an amazing video.
Yeah.
Oh man. I mean, people have been actually hitting me up and saying, hey, that's an amazing video. It's very spiritual. You know, and I gotta ask you, how did you come up with that video? What was some of the ideas?
Well, before I get lost in talking about that, I wanna give a shout out to Dorian Robinson, who is my videographer. And then everybody wants to know who is the guy in the video. Oh, he's so dreamy.
Yes.
His name is Dylan K. Houston, and he's amazing. He's also a local actor here in St. Louis, so he did an amazing job. But the way I came up with the theme of, I actually came up with a concept for it. And the basis of the song, Little Me, is I'm sure we've all experienced in our lives where you're in a relationship and the person that you're with comes to you and they're the one that wants to end it. And you're probably really heartbroken at first, but you get over it and you move on with your life. And then as soon as you do, then here they come. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I made a mistake and blah, blah, blah. And then you're kind of looking at them like, oh, really? You want me now? Oh, huh. Good luck, because that's not happening. So that's kind of what that's like. So the basis of the video is, he's the one that broke up with me, and now he's basically being haunted by my energy. And everywhere he goes, there's things that remind him of me and things that make him think of me. And then he's just tripping out, like thinking that I'm there, but really I'm not.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Wow.
I'll tell you what was really interesting. If anybody paid close attention to the part of the video where he opens up this little box of memories, well, the pictures that we took to go in there, we did that the very first time we ever met. It was like, I found him and he was interested in doing the video. I was like, great, let's meet up and talk about concept. And then I get there and I'm like, by the way, would you mind taking some pictures with me as if we're a couple? So we had to like take those pictures. And it was really funny because when we were posing, people were walking by like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. I'm like, yeah, we're so in love. So that was kind of awkward, but I think it came out really well. It was I thought it was a cool way to kind of depict what I was trying to show in the video. So that's Little Me.
Even today, you know, I was getting messages coming in and they were like, well, wow, that's an amazing video. I mean, it really, truthfully, I mean, it was well thought out and well filmed. Dory,
yeah,
shout out to Dory, man. That's an amazing job.
Yeah, he did really, I mean, literally, I told him the concept, we shot it. I had nothing to do with the editing or anything. I literally gave him artistic freedom and he put that together. So he gets that credit. He did a really, really good job. And we will definitely be working on future projects together. So you'll get to see more amazing videos from him.
I'm excited to see what you're going to have coming out next. I really am.
Yeah.
So,
I got some stuff, don't you worry.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I gotta ask you, who would you like to work with in the future?
Oh man, I'm sorry to tell you, that list is pretty similar to the people I admire.
Oh really?
So here we go again with the Weeknd. You know what? We'll throw Drake in there because I love Drake.
Y'all listening?
Especially, I know people like to criticize when he's soft or whatever, but I actually love the softer side of Drake. I think that him and I on one of those type of tracks would be amazing. I would love to do that with him. Of course, I would love to work with Twigs because I adore her. Same with Banks. Yeah, really. And other than that, I'm always open to collaborate with anybody that feels like we may mesh well. So I keep that door open because you never know what's going to come walking in.
Now, I'm a strong believer in you always have to be thankful for like what you have already, like right now. So
absolutely.
A question that I have for you is, what have you already accomplished that you're thankful and proud of?
Well, number one, a lot of stuff. I'm very thankful for the relationship and the bond that music has created for my son and I. I mean, we've always been really close, but as you can imagine, creating a full album together, it made us just even that much closer, because little things like before we were able to get better studio equipment, the way that we would check to see how everything would sound, we would make it in the house and then we would go drive around in the car so we could listen to it in the car and see how everything was vibing together. Little things like that. So it's just made our relationship so much tighter. The other thing I'm really proud of is just completing a full album. Like, making a full song or a couple of songs is one thing, but completing an entire album is a lot of work. And if you've never done it, you probably just think, oh yeah, you just go record some songs. No, there's a lot that goes into it. And I'm very, very grateful for my audio engineer, L2 Music. He is amazing. Like, I'm very finicky when it comes to my music because I know exactly how I want it to sound. And he was very patient. And if I was like, can you tweak this or tweak, he would totally do it. But I didn't even really have to give him that much guidance because he just naturally was able to catch my vibe and turn it into what I wanted it to be. So I was very fortunate to work with him and finishing the album. So yeah, I'm very grateful for finishing that. I'm also very proud and grateful for the video that I was able to put together. You know, it's amazing. And a lot of these people that I work with, they're doing it because they believe in me and my vision. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm out here paying people millions of dollars because I don't have it. I'm very grateful that people believe in me and see the potential and want to support my dream. So those are the things that I'm most grateful for right now. And Chill Lover Radio for finding me and asking me to be a part of your show. I really appreciate you guys too.
Oh man, we appreciate you. That's what it's all about. Support. That's what it's all about.
And yeah, definitely.
One thing I noticed that you mentioned is sound. That's the key word. You said sound more than once. And the thing I stress to people is that regardless of whether you're the hottest rapper, whether you're the hottest R&B soul singer, whatever the case may be, DJ, whatever, if your sound is garbage, nobody's not going to listen to you. So
that's true.
Sound is the most important thing. And I don't think a lot of people, especially engineers, they don't get the credit. You know, that's what you
got to show. Yeah, I just made a post about that the other day. I don't think that producers or audio engineers get near as much praise as they should. Like, our songs sound nothing like they sound once they're done being all polished up and whatnot. They know how to make every sound be exactly at the right, you know, bounce back and forth to the speakers, which normal people that are not doing music, they don't even realize. They're just enjoying it. But they don't realize that they had to sit there and make sure that it bounced back and forth at the exact right time, you know. And I don't even know all the lingo for that because I'm not an engineer.
Yeah.
The same with producers. Like, I mean, yeah, acapella is cool, but really it's the music in the background that grabs you and really takes you on that journey. So I think it's so important that we give proper acknowledgement to all the engineers and producers in the industry because they are the heartbeat of everything that we do. So, on another note, that's the other thing that was amazing about the audio engineer that I got to work with. It took me quite a while to find the right one because I know you've listened to some of my music, it's not your typical R&B sound.
No.
And a lot of people were not able to grasp it. So what they wanted to do was change it to fit what they were used to hearing. And me being who I am, no, I'm not doing that. This is how it's supposed to sound. So when I found him, I was so excited because he was excited about the sound, you know, that it was the way that it was and that it had its own vibe, and he was able to just grasp it and run with it. So very excited. Wherever I go on this journey, he's coming with me. I already told him.
It's hard to find that. You know, it's, people always want to change who you are, and it's important to remain who you are.
Oh, yeah.
It really is, you know. And
I still get that all the time. I'll have people inbox me and be like, oh, your music's nice, but you should try to sing more like Erykah Badu or Jill Scott or whoever. And I don't take that as a compliment. I don't want to sound, no offense to them, they are beautiful artists in their own right, but I'm Serenity, and the way that I sing and the way that I hear my music is what makes me who I am. So if I do things the way other people should do it, at that point it's no longer my art, it becomes theirs. And I feel like by me being true to who I am as an artist and putting things out exactly as I hear them, that's what's going to make the right people love me, because you can feel when it's authentic. You know, it's, I don't want to fit into the top 40 mold. That's not, I don't even listen to that kind of music. That's, I never have, and I probably never will. So it's very important to me to be authentic, and I stand by my sound 100%, and whoever vibes with it, great. I love you for it. Thank you so much.
Man, you know, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. You know that, right?
I just, and I don't mean to sound like a brat about it.
No, just, that's good.
Yeah, I think that we were all given special gifts for a reason, and I feel like we should all use them the way that we feel it. That's
exactly.
That's what we're here for, to share our gifts with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have different ones for a reason, so, it's, you know, just be yourself, and the right people will love you for it.
Yeah, I think if we had more artists that had that mindset like you have, we'll have more of a variety, instead of having the same artists that sound alike. You got like 10 artists that sound the same.
Oh, I know. I was in the car with my best friend earlier today, and she was like, do you like this song? I don't even know what it was. I was like, honestly, these songs all sound the same to me. I don't really know.
Yeah.
So, people always say that I hate everything when it comes to music. They're like, you don't like anything. I'm like, oh no, there's plenty of music that I love. I just am not into the top 40. It's just not who I am.
Yeah, I'm the same. You know, it's just, I want something different. I want to hear something different.
Yeah.
You know, you have
the same
stuff.
Feel something, you know?
Yeah, like something, like touch me in a way. You know, like I don't understand, like, why I gotta have the same stuff on the radio station all the time, and why people have to choose for me or pick for me. You know, by the way, listen,
exactly.
Stop letting the radio and all these other networks brainwash you guys. Just because it's on the radio station don't mean that it's hot. You know?
That is so true.
I stress that.
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. I've always been that person where, like, if someone gets in my car or comes over for the first time, they're like, what are you listening to? That's always
exactly.
What I get.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's in a good way, and sometimes they're like, you're listening to something weird. I'm like, your face is weird. I don't know what to say.
Well, I will tell you this.
No, don't take offense to that. That's just a little joke that I say to people when I'm messing with them.
Ain't nothing but, to you. I will tell you this.
Yeah, I'm kind of a jokester, so I try to hold it in, but that's part of who I am. So.
Hey, you have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah, definitely. But I think on a serious note, I really do feel like that is what music is lacking these days, is that personal touch. Like, yeah, there's something that you can relate to that makes you feel something. Sometimes music, I feel like at certain points, sometimes music is the only thing that I can relate to. It's the only thing that I want. I don't want people. I don't want things. I just want to be in my room with my headphones and some good music. Sometimes that's the best thing in life. That's all I want.
Wow.
So.
Man, that sounds like me. No offense to people. No offense to people. But that's just
sometimes, you know, you got to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
You need a little break from the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The world can get you all twisted up and just like you could think thoughts that you don't normally think about, you know, especially TV can brainwash you. So a lot of times you just want to hear like you just want to mellow out and just be away from people.
Right.
Just stuff that controls your mind, if you get what I'm saying.
I absolutely understand what you're saying, Mr. Jones. I sure do.
Now, I got to say, thank you for taking the time out to call into the show. But I do have one more question.
Sure.
How would you like to be remembered when it's all said and done? When you leave this world, how would you like to be remembered after you done did everything that you wanted to do that's important
mm-hmm.
to you? How would you want to be remembered?
Well, in general, I would just like to feel like, whether someone knows me personally or whether they just know me through my music, I would like to feel like at some point I was able to bring some sort of light and love or comfort or just positive feelings to their life. At some point, maybe I did or said something that motivated them to maybe follow their dreams or take that chance on something that they've really been wanting to do. I like to feel like I can be a light for people when they need it. So that's basically what I would like. I would like to be remembered fondly if possible.
What's the name of my first album?
Dreamland.
Yeah, yes. And y'all go pick that up. For real. Go pick it up. Go slow and listen to it.
And
right
I do
now.
Have. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off.
No, you good. Go ahead. This is your floor. Go ahead.
I do have one more thing that I would really like to say. I know that I have a few of my Instagram followers listening right now. I'm not picking favorite platforms, but if I had to pick, it'd be Instagram, because I have such an amazing support system on Instagram, and I love all of you for the support that you show. I know for sure Eli Music is listening right now. I know for sure Jermaine Journal is listening. The comments that this man leaves on my page is like no other. It's just, I love you so much for it, and I really appreciate your support. And I just want everybody to know that I try my best to take the time to respond to each and every comment and inbox and everything. But if I ever don't get back to you, it's not because I don't care. Either I didn't see it or I just haven't had time to get around to it. But know that I'm very, very grateful for each and everything that you comment, like, repost. It's amazing, and I love you all so much for it. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, that's great. Like I say, man, I always say support is free. You don't have to pay anything for support.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off.
No, if you just look through my, not that you want to sit and look through my comments on Instagram, but I really just get a lot of really nice things that people say to me, and you just never know who's watching, because sometimes random people will come out of the blue that I've never even really talked to before, and they're like, wow, you know, I've been watching you for a while, and you're very inspiring, and they'll just say all these nice things, and it blows me away, and it makes me feel really special, and I'm just glad that I can do that for someone. I'm glad that my presence on Instagram makes certain people feel motivated or, you know, comforted or whatever it might be. I'm glad that I bring that to you.
Oh, yeah. I got a question coming in. One of the listeners wants to know, when are you releasing your next album?
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you want to reveal that.
The artist in me wants to say next week, but the businesswoman in me knows that I just released Dreamland on August 13th. So I really need to be patient and focus on, you know, getting that out and sharing that with the world. But I will tell you that there are new things in the works, so it won't be too long because I have too much to share. So.
Oh, man.
Definitely stay tuned. I will definitely have some new stuff coming up, as well as working on other videos in the future. So,
wow. Anything else you want to tell the listeners while we still live and direct?
I don't know. I just thank you everyone for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your evening to find out more about me and my son and my music. So if you haven't had a chance, please log on to whatever platform of your choice and listen to it. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, I would love for you to connect with me and let me know what you think.
All right, Serenity Songstress, man. Go pick up that album, y'all. Go pick it up. Spotify, iTunes. Dreamland is the album. Y'all check that out. If you don't, you're missing out heavily. Go watch the video, too. Please watch the video. Support this artist. This is a true artist. This is a really true artist. Better than your top 40 stuff. Way better.
Thank you so much. Man. I don't mean to make... It's not that they're not artists as well. It's just not my genre. So I don't want to take anything away from them.
No, it's not that. It's just so much music out there. And a lot of times, people don't take the time to actually, like, listen. You know, and find out what else is out there, you know. But it's a lot of great artists like yourself out there.
Oh my gosh, there are so many talented independent artists. It's insane. The people that I come across on, like, SoundCloud and YouTube, I literally am thinking, how are you not famous? You're amazing. It's crazy how many talented people are out here. It's just, you know, making the music is, I thought that was the hard part. I didn't know what I was thinking at the time. Making the music is the easy part. The hard part is getting people to actually listen to it. That's the hard part. Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of good stuff out there. You just gotta go find it. Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna hold you up. Serenity Songstress. Man, y'all go check that album out. I'm gonna scream this all up. Y'all go check that album out. It's off. Oh, man. Words cannot describe. I think you described it already. You already summed up everything. So, hey.
Well, thank you.
Available on Spotify, iTunes, Dreamland, Serenity Songstress. Thank you for calling the show. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.